This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. India has articulated its vision for global growth, peace and security at the Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware in the US. Addressing the summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the Quad's commitment to a free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. He emphasized that the grouping supports a rules-based international order, peace and stability, while promoting initiatives in health, technology and climate change. Ahead of the summit, the Prime Minister held bilateral talks with President Joe Biden, focusing on strengthening India-US ties. He also met with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to review India-Japan relations and discussed expanding cooperation. Additionally, Mr. Modi met with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to reaffirm their commitment to deepening the India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. In a significant cultural exchange, the U.S. returned 297 stolen antiquities to India, underscoring the strong cultural and diplomatic ties between the two nations. Prime Minister Modi will meet with CEOs of major U.S. companies to promote collaboration in advanced technology later tonight. He will also address the Indian community in New York past midnight India time. Tomorrow, he will speak at the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly, focused on multilateral solutions for a better tomorrow. Mr. Modi will also hold bilateral meetings with global leaders on the summit's sidelines to discuss key international and regional issues. India has signed the first of its kind agreements focused on a clean economy, fair economy, and the overarching Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, IPEF. These agreements were exchanged under the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity yesterday in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Delaware in the US. The agreement on clean economy intends to promote technical cooperation, workforce development, capacity building and research collaborations. The government has facilitated a refund of more than 1 crore rupees to students who enrolled for the UPSC Civil Services, IIT and other entrance examinations at various coaching institutes across the country. Secretary of Department of Consumer Affairs Nidhi Khare said that the government is dedicated to safeguarding the rights of consumers, especially students. She added that this action reaffirms the government's commitment to ensure that coaching institutions adhere to fair practices and honor the rights of consumers. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today inaugurated Invest India's new office in Singapore. The office will serve as a dedicated point of contact for companies from the region looking to invest in India, fostering collaboration across sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced setting up this office during his visit to Singapore this month. The Singapore office is Invest India's first overseas office. In Bihar, the flood situation remains grim in 12 districts due to rise of water level of the Ganga and other rivers. Patna, Begusarai, Saran, Munger are worst affected due to unprecedented rise of water level of the Ganga and its tributaries. Over 10 lakh population is affected in these areas. In the US, 4 people were shot dead and dozens injured in a tragic mass shooting reported in Birmingham, Alabama. Local police authorities said that the shooting took place just before midnight yesterday and 4 victims died at the scene. 8 other victims are being treated at the local hospital and 4 of them have life-threatening injuries. The police is suspecting involvement of multiple shooters in the firing incident and an investigation is underway. In cricket, India defeated Bangladesh by 280 runs in the opening test in Chennai today, taking a 1-0 lead in the two-match series. Chasing a mammoth target of 515 runs, Bangladesh were bundled out for 234 runs in their second innings on day 4. For hosts, Ravichandran Ashwin claimed a 6-wicket haul, powering India to a comprehensive victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.